is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh may I then in him be found. His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Get all these people saved. I want to welcome everyone to this taping, especially those from Grace Christian Fellowship. And my prayer is that this message tonight will be a blessing to you and to those that are listening, and that you will be encouraged and built up in your walk with the Lord. So let's open up in prayer. Father, we just thank you tonight for your precious word. We thank you tonight, Lord, that your word changes us. Your word transforms us. Your word challenges us. And we pray as the word of God goes forth tonight that it would minister to every single individual who receives it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. The title of my message today is Making It Through Tough Times. And I think all of us can agree that we are going through, as a nation, some very difficult times. No one knows how long this pandemic is going to last. It could be a few weeks, maybe a few months, or even longer. This means that all of us are going to experience tough times, times of uncertainty. There's going to be stress. There's going to be bouts of worry. But for believers, it's a time of testing, and it's a time of purification. Listen to what the Bible says in Acts chapter 14, verse 21. Acts chapter 14, verse number 21. And I'm going to read two verses. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, saying, "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." Let me read that again. "We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God." As followers of Jesus, we are going to go through tribulations. In fact, the Bible says many tribulations. Christians are not exempt from facing heartache, disappointments, or hardship. Just because we're Christians doesn't mean that every day is going to come up roses. There are going to be some difficulties. The key is to keep the faith and not lose heart. To be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. How many know the Holy Spirit wants to fill us as we are going through these deep waters? He wants to strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We must let the roots of our spirit go deep into the promises that are found in God's Word. The Bible says the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. The Word of God is filled with promises that God has made to each and every believer. And we must keep the Holy Spirit fire burning in our soul by fervent prayer. And I'm calling every single believer that is listening to this message, I am calling you to prayer. I am calling you to seek God's face. I mentioned that last week in the message. And again, I want to give the challenge to deepen in your walk with the Lord. Now, we must remember constantly that God loves us. He loves us with an eternal, everlasting love. And I want to read from Romans chapter 8, verse 35. And I want you to notice some important truths about the following passages. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. And I want to read to verse 39. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" Well, that's a lot of difficult things to go through. "As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." We're not just conquerors, folks. The Bible declares that believers, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. "Through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Think about it. Whatever's happening now, whatever's going to happen in the future, and we don't know what the future holds. The Bible says, irrespective of all those things, nothing can separate the believer from the love of God. That God is constantly pouring out His love into our hearts through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. "Nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, as you read these verses, as you meditate on these verses, they really talk about God's love toward us. But I want you to notice this important truth from these verses that I just read. God's love does not prevent bad things from happening to us. Just because God loves us doesn't mean that we are not going to face difficult times, trying times. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you felt that you could not take another step. You didn't have the strength to take another step. But the Bible says that even though God loves us, we still have to go through certain things. God's love in us or in our midst, His presence with us as we are going through the rough waters. We sense that God loves us. Even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of great testing and trial, we sense and we know that God loves us. We feel His divine presence flowing in and through our hearts and minds and spirits. Hallelujah. We sense His nearness in the name of Jesus. You know, you can go through a lot when you know that people love you. They're on your side. They're standing with you through thick and thin. They tell you all the time, don't worry about it. I'm with you in this. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. Well, God is saying that to us. His love is being poured out upon us to let us know, hallelujah, that He's with us. He's in front of you. He's behind you. He's flowing in you, hallelujah. His presence encircles you in the mighty name of Jesus. Think about these things that are mentioned in Romans chapter 8. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, death, life, all of these things that I've just mentioned. Nothing can separate us from His love. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That no matter what's happening in our lives, we know God loves us. Hallelujah. He loves us with an everlasting and eternal love. Psalm 34, verses 17 to 19. Now, trials and tribulations can either make us bitter or better. What we're going through as a nation, what we're going through as a province, what we're going through as a municipality, as a town, can either make us better or bitter, depending on how we respond to the things that we're facing. Psalms chapter 34, and I love these three verses. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. Hallelujah. Verse 17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. How many know that the Lord's ear is open to the righteous and to their cry? When we come before God and we cry out to God, the Bible says He's listening to us. Isn't that wonderful? The God who created everything that we can see, the God who is omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing, is listening to our prayers as we cry out to God. You know, that's my prayer for Canada. My prayer for Canada is that people will begin to cry out to God. Hallelujah. If there's ever been a time that we need to pray as a nation, this is it, folks. This is it. Some have said this is the worst crisis that our nation has faced since World War II. People are dying. People are sick. The pandemic is sweeping across our country, across the United States. Thousands and thousands of people are becoming ill. If there was ever a time to say, God, we need you, this is it. This is it. And I've heard some good reports that people are beginning to pray. People are beginning to pray in their homes. As they are isolated in their homes, they're getting on their knees and they're praying to God. Maybe for the very first time, they're calling out to God. And I believe that this is the right time to do that. And the Bible says the righteous cry out and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Hallelujah. His delivering hand is the one who is able to provide deliverance out of all their troubles, all our troubles. You know what that tells me? There's not a pit too deep that God's hand cannot reach down and pull us out in the name of Jesus. There's not his arm is not shortened that it cannot save. That's what I want to say tonight. His arm is not shortened that it cannot save. Praise the Lord. We need to be praying for our nurses. We need to be praying for our doctors. We need to be praying for the truck drivers that are delivering goods across our nation. We need to be praying for our politicians. We need to be praying for those that are on the front line, the pharmacists, and I could go on and on and on. And we need to come together as a nation, and we need to say, God, you are the one who can get us out of this trouble. You are the only one that can get us out of this trouble. And I believe, you know, the Lord's shutting a lot of things down. He's allowing this to happen. He's allowing this to happen because he wants to get our attention. I hope you're listening to me. God is allowing all these things to happen, all these things to be shut down. There are no hockey games. There's no baseball games. There's no movie theaters. Friends, we're in our homes. God has just shut it all down because he wants to speak to us. He wants to minister to us. All the rushing around has stopped. And it's time to hear the voice of God. I want you to say amen if you're listening to me. This is the time to hear the voice of God. What is God wanting to say? That's what we need to hear, because he's the one who is able to get us out of all this trouble. And friends, we're in trouble. Our economy's in trouble. Not only here, but all over the world. Verse 18 says, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Are we going to be bitter or are we going to be better? It depends on how we respond to what we're going through. Difficulties can soften our hearts if we allow them to. What we're going through, the testing, the suffering, can actually soften our hearts if we allow it to. Brokenness, it can bring brokenness, which God allows So he can pour the oil and the wine of the Holy Spirit that brings healing into our hearts. Friends, there's a lot of brokenness in our land today. And we need to let the Holy Spirit do that deep work in each and every one of us. I know I said that last week. I want to say it again. That God is doing something, not just in someone else. He's doing something in us, in each one of us. He is allowing this to happen, that we would come to a place of brokenness. The Bible says he saves such as have a contrite spirit. You know what that really means? It means that I've run out of solutions myself. I've stopped trying to plan my own life and find my own wisdom, and I fall down on my knees before God, and I say, God, if it's going to change, it's going to be because of you and your Holy Spirit. Look what it says here. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Well, that's a great promise to quote, isn't it, when you get up in the morning? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I know there's a kind of Christianity that's being preached out there that, you know, when you come to the Lord, you're never going to have any more problems. But actually, you're going to have more problems. Because you've changed teams. You were on team devil, and now you're on team God, and the devil doesn't like it, so he's going to come up against you. But look what it says here. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Did you know that God will not allow you to bear more than you can handle? That's a great truth. That God will not allow you to bear more than you can handle. That's the deliverance, really. You say, well, I've had enough. I can't take anymore. God knows your breaking point. He knows what you are able to handle, and he will not allow you to go beyond that, but the Bible says he will make a way of escape. That's deliverance. That's deliverance. The Lord delivers him out of them all. And you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the problem is going to go away. You know, the Apostle Paul came to Jesus and he prayed and he said, Lord, there's a thorn in my side and I want you to take it away from me. I've got something that is tormenting me and I want you, Lord, to take it away. And the Bible says he came three times. And he pleaded with the Lord. He said, Lord, take it away from me. Have you ever asked the Lord that? Lord, just take it away from me. But you know what Jesus said to Paul? He said, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect through weakness. He said, in your weakness, you are going to experience my grace, my divine enablement. Hallelujah. It's not going to leave you, but I'm going to give you the grace to be sustained in the midst of it. You're going to come through. Hallelujah. You're going to be everything I've designed you to be, even though you're being tested, even though the trials are many. I'm going to give you the grace in the midst of it. To carry on in Jesus' name. You know, there are people in our world today that have done some major things with disabilities. they've accomplished great feats because they didn't allow that disability to hold them back. And we can't allow the things that we go through, the afflictions that we go through, to hold us back from serving God fully and completely in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And sometimes that thing that is holding on to us and hindering us can be the very thing that God uses to do something powerful in our lives, to give us a testimony of the greatness of God. So I want to encourage you tonight, those that are listening to this message, that we are going through some rough waters. But I believe with God we're going to make it through. I believe if we seek Him, if we draw near to Him, He's going to draw near to us. This is that opportunity, that window of opportunity that God has given us in this moment of time, to see some amazing things take place. Did you know that this atmosphere that we're in is the atmosphere that God desires, because He can bring revival? There can come streams of water in the desert. Come on, somebody. There can be streams of water in the desert. You say, what can God do in this mess? I want you to know God can take the mess and bring something glorious out of it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus if we'll allow Him. And let me tell you, our society is never going to be the same after this. Things have changed. And I believe that God has allowed it for a purpose and for a reason. As I come to the end of this message, I want you to know that the Lord has already laid on my heart the next message, should the Lord tarry. And it's called Extreme Measures. Extreme Measures. You know, we've taken some extreme measures to hinder this virus from spreading. Things have been shut down. Stay home. Go to work if you have to, if you're essential service, then go home. Send one person to the grocery store. Well, you know, as there are extreme measures in the natural realm, there's also a calling from God for extreme measures in the spiritual realm. Are you hearing me? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is calling us into a season of extreme measures spiritually. I'm talking about prayer. I'm talking about really seeking the face of God, really getting a hold of Him in this hour, doing whatever we can to get closer to Him. So I want to encourage you tonight that the Lord is with us, and He will never leave us, and He will never forsake us. Let's bow to. So as we pray, Lord, I just come to You in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to pray for those that are facing difficulties. Lord, those that are facing times of anxiety. Maybe there's fear in their hearts. Lord, I just pray right now for every believer that is battling anxiety and fear, Lord, that they will look to You. They will dig into Your Word. They will stand on the promises of God that are yes and amen in Christ. Lord, I pray for those who do not know You. I pray for those that have never invited Jesus Christ into their life. Lord, I don't know what's happened in their life. Maybe they've had some bad experiences with church. no matter what it is, oh God, I pray at this moment in time that they will get on their knees and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me and purify me. I pray that your Holy Spirit will come into my life and change me, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for our politicians. I pray for our prime minister tonight. I pray for our premier, and I pray for the mayor of our town here in Creston, Lord, that you will minister to them. Father, that you will speak to them in the midst of this pandemic. Father, that they would hear your voice. Lord, I pray you will bring people across their path that will be able to minister your word to them. Father, we just pray for this nation, Lord, today. We pray for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We pray in the midst of this pandemic that a mighty revival would break open. Lord, we just pray for that, that our churches would never be the same. Lord, our lives would be so transformed through this crisis that our spiritual lives would only hunger and thirst after righteousness. So, Father, I just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Lord, with your strength, I got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I'll be a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. I'm gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the walls. Won't stop until I see them fall. I'm gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. Yeah! Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. I'll face my giants with confidence.